Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour, Monday, February the 14th, the beginning of the second full week. But we're at, Jennifer, we're at the halfway point.
I know.
It's a short month, right? Short month. Here we go. The big items of the day on the DJV program with Big Jennifer Horn, Big Victoria Keelan, and Big Jay Kirshner, all the big timers. That's why I said they're big. And me, I'm a big timer too, believe it or not. Doug Steffen with, let's see, the Super Bowl. The Olympics, the arrests made in Canada. Let's see, what else? COVID.
I'd like to file a complaint. Can I start with filing a complaint?
Sure, why not?
My complaint is filed in the Department of NBC. Because I think with them having both the Super Bowl and the Olympics, they really gave the short shrift to the Super Bowl. Like, I feel like, okay, they won the game, and there was like, yay, we're hugging. And then it was over, and they were, like, somebody was skating on my television. Like, what is that? Usually the Super Bowl aftermath goes on for a while, and you can watch people on TV, and they do the trophy presentation. It seemed like it was very rushed, because they were desperate to get to the Olympics. So I know they were calling it, like, Golden Sunday or something like that, because both events were on. But I thought it was kind of crummy. That's my complaint. How about that?
The only video I saw was Al Michaels introducing Chris Collinsworth, quote, for the final time. Chris was a Bengal, you know. He was from Cincinnati. Al Michaels probably, certainly in current terms, the best of all of the broadcasters that do play-by-play. And he's already
They're
been
great
offered.
They're together, too.
Yeah, they are good.
They were the least annoying duo that I've seen in a long time.
You will find them someplace else, if not still at NBC. There's $11 million on the table for Al and eight for Collinsworth at the moment from at least four different places. Al 77, I think Chris about 47, 48, somewhere in there. And they are, I don't pay any attention. To celebrate the football game, I went to the movies last night to see Marry Me, and it was just the sweetest thing. It's exactly.
That's so cute.
Yeah, oh, it's a
We saw good. That this weekend, too.
Yeah, didn't you think it was sweet?
J-Lo is probably the most watchable woman in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
can
come,
just stand there in and just kind of look at you, and it's like, oh, okay, this is very relaxing.
Oh, for sure.
She's so appealing and cute, and
she is the rom-com.
Yes.
Kind of.
I wish the plot was better. It was, I mean, I was disappointed in... In that, because I think some of her other rom-coms have been had a stronger plot, and so I kind of wish with her talent they had done a little more with the writing. But Owen Wilson was cute and charming the way
he
always
he
is in rom-coms. Sarah Silverman, I thought, was a breakout. She's a much better actress than a comedian, but she was really good as the best friend. I thought it was just super cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yep, very, very nicely done. So at any rate, and there were about four people in the movie theater.
I bet.
Because I went about.
It was
like driving around on Christmas Day. I came back from, had a trip, I'm going to post a video, Jay, of me going across Lake Champlain from the Vermont side to the New York side on an ice breaking. It was very nicely, it was a little bit of snow, but nothing serious. I was on an icebreaker that doubles as a ferry. And so going from one side to the other, I took a video. My truck was out front, so it looked like I was driving the truck on the ice. And it was really kind of fun.
Why were you doing that? Where were we going?
I went up to Malone, New York, which is in the middle of nowhere, and I'm picking up a couple of pieces of equipment for the farm. And I see the story about potato milk. And I go bananas. New York State and Vermont are probably among the top 10, if not the top 5 states for dairy. At least they used to be. And driving across both Vermont and New York, where there were hundreds of dairy farms, I think I may have seen 4 or 5 working farms on either side of the border. It's disgusting what is happening.
I knew upstate New York got hit really hard, yes, and the pandemic was, you know, horrible.
And now we have potato milk. Give me a break. All right. So let's
it's pretty
celebrate.
Gross. By the way, I know if you're new, Doug has an anti-plant-based milk stance. And so
plant-based milk? Not
that's what it's called. Milk.
Right,
yes, that's what it's called.
I understand that. That's not what I call it. It's white water.
Okay.
From a potato, no less.
But the potato milk
and that
does sound
explains
gross.
How Doug feels about it.
Yeah,
yes,
but
it
that
does
the potato milk does sound really gross. I don't think I would try that one.
Gross. So congratulations on Valentine's Day to Phil McGeehan, who's in the control room in Washington, at least at the moment, our major carrier of the program. And we've had great times with Phil. He's a good guy, and he deserves to be happy. And he seems to have found, at least for him and his wife, I was going to say, well, she might as well be his wife, Dana, the time was now for him to invite her to marry him. Marry me, marry me. La, 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 la.
Congrats,
so,
Phil. So
good for you, Phil.
That was a surprise. We got the picture of the ring over the weekend, and I think all of us were just like, whoa, Phil. Making
no, what
moves.
Did I say? What was my reaction?
Why'd you get engaged? What the hell for? Yeah.
Is that what you said?
No.
Yes. I thought he was going to say something nice and sentimental. And
well, I am saying something
for?
Nice now, because I like Phil. I don't know
reactions matter.
Yeah, that's true. All right, anyway, so as far as Valentine's Day is concerned. Okay, well, at least I was consistent. The feast of the patron saint Valentine, another Catholic holiday that they took from the pagans back in 496 A.D., this is a way they figured to overshadow and replace the brutal pagan festival of Lupercalia, which was, I love you, I'm going to kill you.
It sounded like
basically.
A really good time, actually, didn't it?
What,
sacrificing a dog and a goat.
Yeah, blood throwing and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Oof. Well, a lot of times what happens on Valentine's Day ends up in blood and guts down the road.
Oh, my God, no.
Valentine's. Well, I thought it was, where did I see this? The good stuff that came up. Well, actually, seeing Marry Me was a good Valentine's omen, if you will, a good Valentine's gift that I gave to myself, because it was a nice story about romance and love and how sometimes it works and how sometimes it doesn't. And I think I was listening over the weekend to Sirius as I was going up and down and back and forth. I drove about 1,000 miles. And I listen.
Wow.
I find out how much the songs, the hits supposedly are played over and over and over again. But it was nice. They had a focus on the romantic music and that sort of stuff, the date music. And I heard Pat Boone does a show on Sirius, and he was bringing people back to the 1950s. Just your cup of tea. Just your jam, Victoria. You would have loved it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
anyway, it was just...
All those wheelchairs rushing the stage at Engelbert Humperdinck. Yep.
It might surprise you. We carry the Pat Boone show at CRN.
Good.
You'll listen there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't know that. But
I don't know anything about Pat Boone. The only thing I do know is when we used to watch the Osborne family, the reality show with the Osbournes, Pat Boone was the next door neighbor. And to see Ozzy and Pat Boone become good friends was hilarious. You would never put the two of them together.
He's got some good stories to tell about that era. Anyway, Valentine's Day cards. Did you send cards? How many people here have sent cards, Valentine's cards? Yes, no?
No,
maybe?
We just exchange cards with each other. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I don't mail.
So what are you doing? Is there something special for today lined up for the ladies? Or is it all, have you gotten your Valentine's? Did yesterday
no,
become Valentine's?
Day for me today. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Monday. That's rough.
I know. That's tough. We're just going to cook dinner together tonight. And then we went out to dinner on Friday night and had a wonderful time. So that was kind of our Valentine's dinner, but yeah, tonight we'll just lay low. It's tough, like Jen said, it's tough when it's a school night for us.
Yeah. Jay, what about you?
No, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but happy Valentine's Day to everybody who does celebrate.
All right, happy Valentine's Day. All right, Super Bowl and the length of the game, the halftime show. What was the halftime show like? Anybody see it?
Amazing.
It was
amazing. Yeah. The elder millennials definitely thrived. We all feel seen.
Yes.
Really? And was it Snoop Dogg's doing, or was it just a combo of things?
Well, Snoop opened the show, and I just have always loved Snoop, and so to see him performing live...
He's a character.
I could just watch him dance, like do his crip walk, I could just watch him all night. I loved him. Dr. Dre, who is not like a huge smiler, I think I've never seen Dr. Dre smile more.
Well, I think he's older now, and he was talking. I was listening before the game, and he's like, oh, I want to inspire people now. And this was the reason it was so notable. Doug, you may not have heard, is that it's the first time like there was a hip hop or rap themed halftime show in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal, and they felt like they were breaking some things. I thought it was entertaining and great because this is like right in my wheelhouse. Like,
did Mary J. Blige do rap? Does she do that?
No, she's great. She's hip hop.
She doesn't rap, but yeah, she sings.
She's great. She was great.
But my, like, the one, I don't know, I think what made it even better for me, because I really enjoyed it, is that the last few years have just stunk. Like, I was totally underwhelmed by The Weeknd. And I know you guys are going to be so mad when I say this, but Coldplay is so boring. I don't know.
J-Lo was before that. J-Lo was good, and
Lady
Gaga
were
great.
J-Lo was with What's-Her-Face.
Shakira. Shakira.
Yeah, that was great.
And that was good. But I just feel like the last few years have been kind of like, so this
but was that a show for
more.
Children? Was that a show? There are a lot of children watching the
Look,
Super Bowl.
Look, if you want to be annoyed by it, if you're going to watch the Super Bowl, just be ready for what's going to come with the Super Bowl. This year was obviously an overextension of trying to bring in a lot of black performers, and that's fine. It was the halftime show was stellar. It's probably the best one I've ever seen. But I had to ignore the fact that Eminem dropped to his knee. I had to ignore that. You know, I mean, you just have to ignore this stuff. A lot of times.
I didn't think he was making any kind of statement.
Well, because apparently the NFL told him not to do that because that was part of the rehearsal. And he said he won it and then he did. And so it became like
I didn't see anybody notice that, so it's fine if he wanted to make a statement. It went unnoticed.
It didn't, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're watching to get offended by stuff, you can always find something to get offended about. There are people who said it was too sexualized. I was like, what? This doesn't even look as bad as a rap video. Like, it's not sexualized. It just has some girls dancing. I don't know. So if you want to get excited about something, I guess you could. I just thought entertainment factor-wise, it was one of the best shows
so good.
Of the Super Bowl.
That's good. All right, we'll find out what the Olympics have in store for us or what we need to know and what's going on the border as we continue in the next half hour of the DJV program, where it's now 18 after the hour this Monday. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let their parts people scan your vehicle. Doesn't cost any money. They'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician. They can help you find a service center online. Just visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop. When you see a check engine light, get the answers you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now here on the DJV program, the idea of celebrity at the Super Bowl, who shows up, who doesn't show up. I don't understand why Jennifer Lopez was there. I was at the movies watching her. How come she didn't recognize that and stay home from the game with me? That's what
she
I want.
She went to a local theater in L.A. on Saturday night to see the movie.
Did she? Okay, good.
Yeah. She popped in and didn't have any fanfare, I guess, just wanted to see how people were reacting to the movie.
Mm-hmm. And how are people reacting to the movie? It's a good question. Are they like us? Like you and me? We liked it.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I thought it was cute.
It's very likable. Yeah. It's a likable movie. Yeah. All right. So, Jay, you're in charge of the list of celebrities that were in attendance to watch the game. Were they there to be seen or to see the game? I guess that's always the question, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of them were definitely, well, pretty much everyone was there to see the game, but you could always tell who wants to go unnoticed based on who's wearing hats or who's still wearing sunglasses, who's in the seats with the crowd, who has their own suite and everything. Everyone knows Dwayne Johnson was there. He kicked off the game.
Yeah,
that
was kind of fun. People like that,
yeah.
Right?
Didn't they? Yeah. Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds were there. LeBron James, everybody's talking about the video of LeBron James when Odell Beckham scored and he just like went crazy because he's an Akron boy. He's a Cleveland boy. Odell was on the Browns for a short period of time. So it was definitely nice
Wait
to see
a minute.
That.
Do they call LeBron James LBJ?
Yeah.
Really?
In Cleveland, wow. Yeah, we do.
That's taken a step and a half.
So OBJ and LBJ are friends?
Apparently.
Well, wow. No, but that's not why I made note of it.
Because of the president, right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how quickly we forget. Anyway, go ahead.
Also,
who else?
With all those celebrities you're reading, how many masks were seen in the crowd?
Well, the mask
was noticing any.
No, it was not lifted. It was in full effect yesterday.
Look,
you would know it by the Super Bowl.
No. I didn't see a single celebrity. Yeah, actually, Prince Harry and Princess Eugenie were the only two celebrities I saw wearing a mask. That was it.
And, you know, Eric Garcetti, our mayor, was there, not to interrupt your list of celebs, but, you know, he got in trouble because he said he was holding his breath when he was taking pictures. He was pictured
all
adorable.
Over the Super Bowl. That's such an acute statement.
He was pictured all over the Super Bowl. No mask.
Who else was there?
But yeah, no Meghan Markle, Princess Eugenie, and Prince Harry. Kanye was there with two of his kids, North and Sate, and then
Kanye with a full hood on his head. And he was so hot. He had to take it off.
People were talking about Matt Damon was there, and he wasn't sitting with Ben Affleck. Martha Stewart was there. She was adorable. Can we just, like, honor Martha Stewart? She's so
she's
fun.
She's 80. I just was looking at her again last time.
She was with Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, she was sitting with him. Morgan.
She was there with
his brother.
Yeah, I mean, Martha
like
was there. Right, and so she was there to cheer for Snoop, but also Snoop and Martha hosted the Puppy Bowl. They were the coaches of Team Ruff and Team Fluff, so they had a lot to do for the Super Bowl this year.
And who won?
I don't know who won. We don't have Animal Planet, but all the dogs got rescued, which is great. That's the goal every year. All the puppies get adopted.
Mm-hmm.
They're all from different rescues.
He tends to be a low-key guy when he does stuff like this because he doesn't take his... I don't think he takes his celebrity that seriously.
He was there with his brother. He posted pictures with his brother. Why am I blanking on his name? Chad. And so Chad is apparently a Bengals fan, and Rob is a big Rams fan, so they had a family rivalry.
That's always a fun rivalry.
Yeah.
So what was it like weather-wise, Jennifer? Yesterday in Los Angeles was, what, near 90,
hot.
I think Brendan told me. Yeah.
They said it on the game in the field it would have felt like it was 80-something, I guess, 80-something degrees. But, yeah, it was hot all weekend long. It got up. I saw it as high as 94 in my neck of the woods, but I think my game time is probably about 86,
How about that? I started Saturday, it was 50 degrees when I left the farm. By the time I got to upstate New York, it was 15 in snow. Woohoo! 28, that's where it is after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. BMW North America and Electrify America have announced an agreement to provide 2022 BMW EV customers with 2 years, 30-minute complimentary charging sessions at all Electrify America public charging stations from the date of vehicle purchase. Customers will have access to complimentary charging at over 3,000 Electrify America chargers across the U.S. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up to 4,000 workers in New York City could lose their jobs at any moment because of the vaccine mandate in the Big Apple.
New York City Mayor, Democrat Eric Adams.
Responsibility is clear. We said it. If you hire and you get this job, you have to be vaccinated. If you are not following the rules, you are making that decision. You're making the decision.
The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, said Sunday that a bombshell new federal filing proves President Trump's claim he was being illegally spied on and the Russian collusion tale is a hoax. The Durham investigation named three people inside the Hillary Clinton campaign as the masterminds, including current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Representative Michael Turner said that Durham's investigation uncovered a whole new level of corruption and it's of grave concern. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the vaccine mandate in New York takes effect, Casey McFadden, a Brooklyn substitute teacher, comes out of retirement to help teach and then is fired for not being vaccinated. She was on Fox News with a message for Mayor Eric Adams.
Well, good morning to everyone. My message is, in terms of the vaccine, one size doesn't fit all. Some people do have side effects to this. But most importantly, bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all. So that way you ensure that anybody enters your facilities, your restaurants, gyms, they're COVID-free. So it would bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all, unify the city, and it will bring in more revenue. To be honest with you, I think the city of New York is not moving in a very wise direction, and they're treading on really some deep waters because it deals with people's civil liberties. And just like the people who are advocating for abortions, they're saying their body, their choice. Mm. So again, to unify the city, bring back that option of weekly COVID testing. And I think it should be for all. Do it randomly for, again, people who are vaccinated, unfortunately.
The Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl 23-20. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. No vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, excitingly at your service and on your side and reminding you that you can always get the pieces of the program. The full program is all day, every day at DJVshow.com. So if you listen to part of it, some people listen to it on their way to work, and then they get the rest of it on their way home. If you want to hear the bits and pieces, for example, in recent downloads, recent conversations, we talked a lot about commercials, and I didn't get a sense that there were a lot of people focusing on the game. Was there that much focus as the game was playing on the commercials? Who saw?
Yeah, I saw
there anything unusual? Yeah.
Well, not unusual, but I think by far, I mean, for me, the two funniest ones were the Larry David one, where they take him through the history of time, where, you know, people are presenting him with great ideas like the light bulb or, you know, the wheel, and he's like, nah, it's not going to really take. And it ends up in present day, and it's an ad for a crypto app. And he's like, look, I'm really good at knowing when things aren't going to work. So he's like, that's never going to work. But and then the Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost ad, I have been seeing clips of it, but they showed the extended ad. That was so funny. The two of them together on screen, I was really surprised at how
cute. They're great.
That was so good.
Yeah, I think they are good.
Good
together. Yeah, they're very
nice.
It was about,
if you didn't see it, it was about Alexa, like, always telling you the truth, basically. And so, like,
and can read
Alexa
your mind.
Would, like, read your mind. And it was very funny. I thought that was the cutest one. What I noticed is that I enjoyed the commercials, but I didn't think that there were any that stood out as, like, scream laughter ones. Like, we usually have a couple of good, funny ones. The Sopranos
one,
I think, was really cool.
Selma Hayek?
That was cute.
It was cool.
Yeah,
it
I would
cool.
put that as, like, number three. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, funny, but...
It was cute.
The Sopranos one, if you're a fan of The Sopranos, was really cool, but not funny. So, I don't know, it was a different vibe.
What about the Budweiser commercial? How was that?
That was, like, the biggest letdown. So, the horse hurts his leg, and then the dog is, like, just barking. I don't know, maybe they didn't show the extended version, but it just seemed... And then the horse is okay. It was weird. It didn't make any sense. We were like, wait a second, we got to rewind that and watch it again. It didn't make any sense. So maybe the ad that you saw, Doug, was like a different one.
Maybe.
But it was normally I cry every year at the Budweiser ad, and this one was just confusing.
And as soon as the horse came out and fell, I thought, oh, God, here we go. And I, like, braced myself for, like, tears. Yeah. But
I said to Lewis, I was like, here we go.
And did then you nothing. Guys hear the controversy about the avocados?
No.
How can an avocado be controversial?
Okay, this is crazy. So, you know, the avocados from Mexico, they run an ad in the Super Bowl almost every year. They did this year. It was really colorful and cute. But it happened. They weren't able to cancel it. Mexico had to be shut down with their import of or their export of avocados. The U.S. government suspended all the imports of Mexican avocados on Saturday because they started getting threats, like legitimate grisly threats from the drug cartel. You didn't hear about any?
No. What drugs have to do with avocados?
Exactly. But apparently there's turf battles with the drug cartel, and there's extortion of avocado growers. And so to shut it down, they had to just stop the import of avocados. So typically, I guess, since we grow our own in the country, there is a rule in place where all avocados from Mexico have to be brought into the country and inspected so that they don't bring in disease that would infect American avocado plants, because it's very, as someone who has two avocado trees, it can happen really easily. And so, trust me, one of my trees does not produce because it got all screwed up at some point. I don't know why. So,
the oil after that old car leaked out of the car and onto the avocado.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess these health authorities made the decision to pull the plug because their people were getting threatening messages. The growers were getting
threatening
messages.
How? What? We're
saying that they're
going to
kill them because they're all... Yes!
Good God.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, that'll make the highlight
reel.
There's
a ban on avocados, so be careful. If you can find them and you want them, get them.
Podcast every day waiting for you at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The sports betting world had a phenomenal day yesterday. Apparently FanDuel was the winner, but there's so many others who were winners as well. A banner weekend for gambling. It was so. Did anybody hear, Jay? Did you, Victoria, Jennifer? I think Jennifer,
I
you
did,
had a few.
But Lewis had a million things going on his phone, so I have no idea.
So
yeah,
you're
I'll
now
find
rich?
Out. I doubt it, because I think I would have known by now. But
what's interesting is that the winning bet would have been. So I did not. We made squares just and put 50 cents a square at my house as we were watching. So I did win. My 12.50 bet became
$12.50. Wow.
My 12.50 bet became $20. I know.
Hey.
Or $25, I guess it was. No, $20. Anyway, so the game was 4.5 points. The Rams had to win by 4 or 4.5 points, depending on where you bet on them. So they didn't cover. So whoever got the Bengals, they at least won some money, even though they didn't win the game.
Huh.
All right. And the over-under was 48, so they didn't cover that either. So it would have been the under on 48.
So did anybody see or hear anything about Tom Brady, who's been in the last five of the last seven Super Bowl games? Where was he? Was he in the stands?
He's on a beach in Costa Rica with his wife. They just photographed him over the weekend.
Did you see his tweeting? I guess he had Super Bowl in his calendar, and it popped up, and so he tweeted it out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Listen, it's part of it, I suppose, manner of speaking. You know, I want to go back for a second to my focus on the DJV show in terms of streaming. And I say this because only because I've been saying this myself for a long time, but to not to burst the bubble of all these people that are doing podcasting, because I think podcasting is coming into its own, and streaming things are becoming more important, but yet they've been so oversold. The expectation has been so over the top, and yet the results of real research show that only about a quarter of the people who are supposedly attributed to streaming, who are streaming in terms of, you know, whatever they're running around to tell the advertising world, and I know this sounds lopsided because I'm a radio guy, we do have our podcasts, and we have thousands of people listen to the podcast over the course of the month, but, well, that's why I'm wondering. The streaming numbers are being exposed now as four times whatever the real number is. So interesting to see how that floats around. What about the Olympians? I see Adam Rippon was off on Camila Vallela. Do we pronounce her name right? Valiliva? What's
her name? Valiva, yeah.
Valiva.
Camila
Valiva. The 15-year-old who was doping.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Adam Rippon, he was one of the figure skating champions over the last I think it was the last Olympics.
He won bronze in the last in the 2018 Olympics. He's coaching one of the girls who's going to start, one of the American girls who's mm-hmm. going to start skating Tuesday night. And yeah, he went off on it too. I was very surprised that he took such a hard stance because he's in Beijing, and you know, to have an opinion this strong.
Yeah. Is he actually there, or are they?
Oh no, he's there.
Broadcasting it in.
Okay. No, he's actually not broadcasting. He's just he's a coach.
He's there.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So essentially what he said is he blames the adults. He said this is a 15-year-old girl and the adults around her completely failed her.
You're right.
Then he said, yeah, I agreed with everything he said. Then he said that the IOC's ban on Russia's participation in the Olympics was not strict enough.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, the athletes are doing what they're told by their coaches and the federation. They have no say in anything. And then he said, as it turns out with the 15-year-old girl, Camila Vallela, he said, she's a child. She was forced into this. But he also said a negative test or a positive test is a positive test. And he said she broke the rules. And so whether it's her or her coaches or her parents, everyone is to blame. But he said that she should not be allowed to compete. And she was just cleared actually overnight. So she will be competing. And it went to
the corrupt cleared. World Health, Olympic Committee.
It was I guess she appealed through, she went through some, whatever the appeal process is, it's the World Anti-Doping Agency, I guess. And so I guess because she doesn't have a positive test now, but see, I agree with Adam Rippon. Okay, so you don't have a positive test right now, but you had a positive test 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then that means you could have had a positive test 1 month ago and maybe even 3 weeks ago. So, I think it's just the whole thing is BS, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. It shows the illegitimacy and why even anybody pays attention to the Olympics at this point.
Well, I'm paying attention for the Americans. Still the Russians are cheating,
hard.
So what else is new?
The Chinese. Here's Nathan Chen. He won his first Olympic gold in men's figure skating. He was slammed by the Twitter, whatever the equivalent is of Twitter in China. He's 22 years old. He is. Was he born here in America, or was he born in China and he came to America?
No, he was born here. His mom and I don't know where his. I think his parents are both from Beijing, but I know his mom is, and his parents met there. So, but no, he's an American. He goes to Yale, and he,
he's a cheater, according to the Chinese.
Traitor.
A traitor.
Yeah, they said he's a traitor. Yeah, he. Right, they told him to get out of China, traitor, and he's too Americanized, and that he was insulting China. And, yeah. You know, he, oh, God forbid we address the human rights violations. And he did. And
if
so
I was
now,
him,
China
I would be telling the Chinese government to kiss his butt. Yeah.
I think he probably wants to get back to the American soil before he says that.
He does that.
At least that would be my advice. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, how he did well, though, right? He did
oh,
well.
Oh, it was amazing. He broke a record. Yep.
So what
he
are
won
the,
gold
the
for America.
Who's got a medal? You know, I always. I'm like the numbers on when it comes to everybody talking about COVID. What are the numbers? So where do we stand? This is the second. The Olympics go through this next weekend, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, through the 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So what do the numbers look like, Jay?
Norway sitting pretty in number one with 21 total medals, 9 gold, 5 silver, 7 bronze. Germany is in second with 14 total, 8 gold, 5 silver, 1 bronze. And United States, third, with 15 medals total, 7 gold, 6 silver, 2 bronze.
All right. Congratulations to the American team and to all the winners. Here's a congratulatory note to those of you who have been working hard and feel like you've been successful in losing weight. Using Calitrin has helped so many of you. I know. I hear from people. I see the stuff on the website. Hey, I listen to Doug Stephanie. He talks about this all the time, and it really worked for me. Okay, well, that's good. That's the idea. Good advertising points you in the direction of, a solution to a problem. And if you've got a problem, once you lose the weight keeping it off, here's the solution. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the way. It's an award-winning combination. It's a great, when you think about it, it was genius on the part of the doctor and the nurses to put this all together, this formula, which is very simple, and as I underscore, very, very, very normal. There's nothing in it, no drugs at all. It's the only thing around. It doesn't have any drugs that actually works 86% of the time. Step one, take the 4 capsules. Step two, get an adequate amount of sleep. Step three, track your progress. You will be very impressed. So click on Top Loss. I'm looking at 3 different websites at the same time. There it is, toploss.com. And see what you can find out from the people who are there to help you. If you got a lot of questions, they will certainly email you or they'll have a direct conversation with you. There are verified reviews from the customers, and many of them are people that listen to this program. Right now, you get the liquid or the capsules, great deals using the DJV code, DJV at checkout. Also, well, you don't have to pay for shipping. That's part of it as well. But try it. You'll get your money back if it doesn't work. Try it for 90 days and see if it doesn't work your way to the plus column when it comes to having lost the weight and keeping it off. You're a winner when you go to toploss.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791.
The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let's take a trip down technology lane, shall we? It's 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. And the situation in technology is one that is bringing us around to San Francisco and the 49ers. So it's been a football weekend all around, it looks like,
yeah.
Victoria.
Yeah, this is not good for the 49ers. Right. Mm-hmm. So the San Francisco 49ers, they announced over the weekend that they had fallen victim to a ransomware attack that encrypted, and basically their encrypted files on their corporate IT network were attacked. So the team confirmed that the owners or the operators of Blackbyte ransomware listed the team as one of their victims on a dark web leak site that the group typically uses to shame victims into forcing them to pay, you know, their extortion demands. Mm-hmm. And so the team said that the investigation is still ongoing, but we believe the incident is limited to our corporate IT network, and we have no indication that this incident involves systems outside of the corporate network, which would be connected to Levi's Stadium, the operations there, the ticket holders. Obviously, a lot of season ticket holders were concerned when this came out. You know, was their information breached? As of right now, it looks like that's not the case. This is sort of home office stuff. The team has notified law enforcement. They're working with a third-party cybersecurity firm to investigate the attack as well. Now, it could have been a lot worse if the 49ers had actually gone to the Super Bowl, which they came very close to beating the Rams. So Bengals. So this could have been a lot worse. And so the ransomware attack, they said, could have seriously disrupted not only the game's preparations, but bringing ransomware to the forefront of the media cycle as well. So it definitely could have been worse. But it's unclear how the current attack will impact the team's plan for next NFL season. It's going to start later this month. We know that we have the free agency period coming up, the NFL Combine event, the NFL Draft. So all of those things are now on high alert because they think that this ransomware attack will extend to those events, which again, you know, can have pretty catastrophic.
When are we going to nuke these places? I guess it would be my.
You know, there's really no. There's the best thing you can. This is really the best offense is a good defense. I mean, that's the best thing you can do is to just have these cybersecurity systems in place. And, you know, that's been a big message from the top of the White House, you know, down to private companies. It's cybersecurity has got to be beefed up. We're just way too far behind.
All right. Here's a warning in a moment about Zoom, so stay tuned for that after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Okay, so what's the update on Zoom? This looks like it's concerning for all the people that are using Zoom.
Yeah, so if you're using Zoom on a Mac, it is time to make sure that you have updated that version to 5.9.3. This is a free update, takes 2 seconds to do it. I did it on my own Mac yesterday. The reason for it is because it fixes a bug that leaves your microphone on after the meeting has left. And apparently some people have said some unkind things about other people who were on the Zoom call with them, and their microphone was still on, and that's being caught on a hot mic. So what you want to do is if you have a Mac, the indicator light, that's a feature that came in with the Monterey OS. And so if you look at your screen and you still see that orange indicator light after your Zoom meeting has ended, your microphone is still on. And so you want to go into Zoom.
You shut it all off if you click it off. Click Zoom off. Like
no, it leaves your microphone is still on. That's really? So after So that's it, they did a bug fix in January. It didn't fully work. This bug fix I did myself. I tried it out and it totally works. So just make sure that, you know, if you're using a Mac, you want to do this right away. The other thing is, even if you don't use Mac, if you have a PC and you use Zoom, always make sure that you manually go in and check for software updates, because it's not only just things like bug fixes, but it's where the security updates are, and that's really important for Zoom.
All right, word to the wise, as they say, is sufficient. Let's hope that's the case. It's Tech Talk time at 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.